Can I just say, April goes this afternoon. She's got to go to have some sort of a scanny thing done or something, but that's at 20 past 3.
Oh, bless her.
I go to the hospital tomorrow, I bet my eyes, 20 past 3, funnily enough.
Oh.
Get the drops in there, and you've got an appointment for your eyes.
Not tomorrow.
No.
The end of the month.
You have to have it at 20 past 3.
Well, I've wired 20 past 3. It's very odd.
How funny.
Yeah.
Funny. Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and Deborah is not at all well either.
She got cold.
So, and... Stephen and Rachel are in Cornwall, I think, today. So.
Julie, my daughter's got COVID, so thank you very much. She's not bad, but she's tested and she's got it. And she's had it for just over a week. Well, Sunday it started, last Sunday. So whether she was carrying it on the Friday night, but
I think Bruce is ready for you.
No, he's not.
I think poor old Spike. I think Spike the hedgehog caught it. He's in the right mess now. He's got two eyes and in the corner of his box. Not much left. I keep going in with my fork, but I can't eat his eyes. Although they're sweet, He keep looking at me after sentence, he touch.
So I was just going to follow on from that, Bruce, to say that actually Stephen's sister and husband have COVID.
Oh.
So they haven't gone, but they decided just to have some time this morning together.
All right, thank you.
You didn't know that.
So Stephen's who?
Stephen's sister, that's who they were
going to
visit, so they had to cancel the visit.
Yeah.
Right. So who is it? So Sarah? Deb? Stephen's sister. As far as we know, Rich is alright, just having a good time. Are we ready?
Thank you, please.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to be with everyone this morning. Bit low on numbers. Richard on holiday and Deb not well, and Stephen's sister's not well, and Sarah is not well. So we pray for all of them this morning. And I was thinking that whether we come in joy or in sorrow this morning, we can come before the Lord's throne of grace and bring everything to him. So this morning we're going to begin with What a Faithful God, and we're going to follow it with As the Deer Pants for the Water, and that reminder that he alone is our strength. So I'm just going to pray, and then we'll start with What a Faithful God. Lord Jesus, it is just so good to come and worship you this morning. And Lord, we're very aware this week of our freedom and the lack of persecution in this country. So Lord, we thank you that we can come here to worship you in spirit and in truth, while we think of our brothers and sisters all around the world, whether they're in Israel or Palestine or Ukraine, and many, many other countries where there's persecution. Lord, we think of them this morning as we worship you and know that we can come before your throne of grace wherever we are. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder I behold your face, singing, what a faithful God have I. What a faithful God have I. What a faithful God. What a faithful God have I. Faithful in every way. Lord of mercy, you have heard my cry. Through the storm, you're the beacon, my song in the night. I will tell of your wounds, so my heart's reply, singing, what a faithful God have I. What a faithful God have I. What a faithful
and you are my brother, even though
Now may we come to our Lord in prayer. I was very much aware in the week of all the suffering that there is in our world. And so I want particularly today to pray for people who suffer. So let us come to the Lord in believing prayer. We come to you, Lord Jesus, for you know what it meant to suffer. It was on the cross where you suffered for us, and we know that some people say, if there's a God, why does he allow suffering? Help us, Lord, to realize that sometimes suffering comes from what we do, from what we eat, what we drink, or the way we behave. You suffered, Lord, because it was your will to suffer and die, to deal once and for all for our sins. It is easy to blame you, Lord, for our suffering. Yet we know the many miracles of healing that we have seen or that we know about. So, Lord, we bring all who we know who suffer to you, so that you might be with them, comfort them, strengthen them, surround them with your peace, and, Lord, keep them safe as they experience a difficult time, and may they trust you and bring their troubles to you, knowing that you have them in your heart and that you will keep them safe and secure. We pray, Lord, for peace in the world. We pray for the end to all war and aggression. We pray for leaders in all the different nations. Lord, how they need your wisdom in this very difficult time. We also pray, Lord, for each other. We pray for our families. We pray for our friends. And especially today, we pray for Jean and Stuart. We pray for David, having his chemo. We pray for April with her appointment today. We pray for Rita with her appointment tomorrow. We pray for Terry. We pray for John and for Margaret, who can't leave their home on their own. Lord, be their comfort. We pray for Rachel and for Stephen, and especially for Stephen's sister who is suffering from COVID. We pray for Sarah and Deborah, both at home, not well. We pray for Richard. We pray that you will keep him happy and safe while he is away. And Lord, as we continue in worship, May we be drawn close to you, and may we enjoy all that you give us, for you are a wonderful, you are a loving, you are a great friend, but above all, you are our Lord, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, and Lord, we cannot do without you, for you are our all in all. So may the glory be yours and yours alone. In your name we pray. Amen.
So our message today is a man full of troubles. So I thought that we would sing Faithful One. And it talks about, you are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down.
When I fall down,
reading for today comes from Psalm 88, and we'll go over to Eunice to share it with us.
O Lord, the God who saves me, day and night I cry out before you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of trouble, and my life draws near the grave. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like a man without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily upon me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do those who are dead rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness and destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have been afflicted and close to death. I have suffered your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me, your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend.
So, following the reading, we're going to sing Just As I Am. And the words that really spoke to me were, just as I am, though tossed about, with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come. And that's what we can do, come before his throne. So, just as I am, and I chose my favourite.
I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come.
A man full of troubles. We have to realize, of course, that this comes from the Old Testament. In other words, it comes for a period before the coming of Jesus. Man full of troubles. Number one, come to the Lord of faith. Tell the Lord how you feel, number two. Number three, defend your cause before the Lord. And four, the one that may be hard, but wait for the Lord's answer. This man was a servant of God who was suffering intensely. And he did not understand why. Yet he persisted in praying to God, and he did not abandon his faith. So, number one, come to the Lord by faith, verses 1 and 2. This man's life had not been an easy one. And then it became even more difficult, and he felt death was very near. But he did not give up. He still trusted God, whom he addressed as Lord Jehovah 4 times in his prayer. He believed in God, who would and could and does wonders. A God who loved him and was faithful to his people. And that's why this showed the man's belief in praying. Although he spoke as if he was ready to give up, yet he prayed day and night. So let us realize, like him, no matter how we feel and how impossible our circumstances, we can always come to the Lord with our burdens. Number 2, verses 3 to 9. We need to tell the Lord how we feel. There is no place for hypocrisy in personal prayer. One of the first steps to renewal is to be completely transparent when we pray and not tell the Lord anything that is not true or that we don't really mean. The man confessed that he was full of troubles and he felt like a living dead man. He was without strength and he felt completely forsaken by the Lord. Old Testament believers did not have the full light of revelation concerning death and afterlife. So, we must not accept the man's description about the world of the dead. The Lord does not forget his people when they die, nor does he cease to care. 2 Corinthians 5 verses 6 to 8, where we read, "To be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord." The man told God just how he felt. He was sick, without friends, and a prisoner, and he wanted to know why all this suffering had come to him. That brings us to number three. Defend your causes before the Lord. We are to defend our causes before the Lord. Verses 10 to 14. This man's argument is simply that his death will rob God of a great opportunity to demonstrate his power and glory. And of what service could he be to the Lord if he dies and is in hell? He prayed to the Lord for healing and strength. And at the close of a busy day, he prayed again. During his ministry, he heard the priestly benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. But, however, the blessing did not come to him. He felt rejected, and he felt that God's face was turned away from him. But he kept on praying. And then number four. We are challenged, verses 15 to 18, to wait for the Lord's answer. Now, we do not know what this affliction was that came to this man early in his life, but it's painful to think that he suffered all this all his life. He could not even look back to a time in his life where he enjoyed good health, and things were getting dangerous, and he was alone with no one to rescue him. But he continued to pray, and he looked to God for help. So, what happened? Well, this psalm does not tell us, but because we know the Lord our God, we can surely, confidently quote Psalm 27, where in verses 13 and 14, David says this: I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Now, my friends, we surely know that our Lord will not forsake us. He loves us. He might make us wait, but he will answer. He is true to his word. You know, sometimes we pray for something we can do for ourselves. Also, our Lord meets our needs. He is our refuge and strength. So we also have all the protection that we really need. As believers, we belong to each other. We need each other, and we must help each other. Surely, we must pray for peace, peace within, and peace among our churches. We can pray for the need of our brothers, sisters, and friends. And surely, surely, my friends, we must pray for the lost, for they do not understand how loving and faithful our God is. They do not understand why Jesus came. Oh, what a different life they would have if they knew Jesus as their Saviour and their Lord. So it is important that in all our prayers, we pray for those who do not know and experience the love of our God. Father sent the Son to die on the cross. He died as requested. But he rose again, proving that he is the Son of God. and the Holy Spirit came and revealed all about the true love of our God and how we can serve him and know a better life. So to him, friends, be all the glory and honor. Amen.
Thinking as you were speaking, Bruce, it would be good to add Richard in our prayers, as these times away do help with the eye to just chill a bit and take some relaxation, and he is struggling so much with that. So if we can pray for him when we're praying for others as well, for that would be lovely. Thank you. We're going to sing I Need Thee Every Hour, Most Gracious Lord. And as this man called out in the psalm, we all need to do the same. We need him every hour of the day. So, and then we'll go straight into Jesus is King and I Will Extol Him. And that wonderful verse, we have a hope that is steadfast and certain, gone through the curtain and touching the throne. We have a priest who is there interceding, pouring his grace on our lives day by day.
Okay,